lemonade for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, here on a beautiful Friday night from Purdue Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. It's the Delmarva Scrapple tonight as the Shorebirds don their alter ego, their food-based one, represents the Eastern Shore of Maryland to take on the Mudcats here in Game 4 of this six-game set. Shorebirds and Mudcats played two games yesterday, the resumption of the suspended game from back on Wednesday and then the regularly scheduled game for yesterday. Mudcats won the resumption 4-0. That was actually the score that we left the game at back on Wednesday night, so nothing happened even once we resumed the game. But then the second game turned into a pretty good thriller. 6-4 win for the Shorebirds was back and forth. Mudcats managed to take the lead a couple of times, or one time after the Shorebirds had taken an early lead, but Noelbert Romero ended up winning the game for the Shorebirds with an RBI single in the bottom of the sixth, with Connor Grady throwing the final three innings to pick up the win for Delmarva. So after splitting the two games yesterday, this is where things stand for the two sides. For the Shorebirds, now 35-69 of the season, they are 14-25 in the second half. Their losing streak with the loss in Game 1 yesterday extended out to a season-high 8, but the win in Game 2 ended up snapping that. Carolina, they're now at 54-51, 20-19 here in the second half. They are the closest competition to the Fredericksburg Nationals at the top of the division, right now 5.5 games back. They saw their losing streak come to an end after extending out to 5 with their win in Game 1 yesterday, but that has now come to a close. Mudcats have still taken 2 out of 3 here this week off the Shorebirds, but the Birds now a chance. They can win out, win themselves a little series here, and salvage what remains of this homestand. Shorebirds were swept in the first half of the homestand by the Augusta Green Jackets, so while they can't end this homestand with a winning record, maybe they can bring some positive momentum on the road to Salem. Let's get you the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups as the Cards at home plate. Hedbert Perez leads it off for the Mudcats. He'll play left field. Robert Moore is the DH tonight. He'll bat second. Eric Brown Jr., the shortstop, bats third. Alex Hall does the catching and bats fourth. Jay Savina, the right fielder, bats fifth. Eduardo Fernandez, the center fielder, bats sixth. Brandon Giraba plays first base. He'll bat seventh. Jadair Arenamo, the third baseman, bats eighth. And Zach Robbie into the lineup for the first time this week, bats ninth and rounds things out for Alexander Vallecillo on the mound for the Mudcats. Vallecillo 0-1 with an ERA. This is only one outing for him, but it shows you how bad it was, of 135. That's sure to come down today, but the Shorebirds will hope it doesn't come down too much. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for your Shorebirds, or for the Scrapple tonight. We'll see how many times I interchange the two of those. Luis Valdez leads it off for the Scrapple. He'll play second base. Walbert Romero bats second and plays shortstop. Michel Desones, the left fielder, he bats third. Isaac De Leon batting fourth and playing first base. Frederick Bencozme over at the hot corner plays third and bats fifth. Elio Prado in center field bats sixth. Steven Acevedo, the right fielder, follows him and bats seventh. Roberto Martinez is the DH, he bats eighth. And Michel Montecon does the catching for Juan de los Santos on the mound for the Shorebirds. Delos, 2-9 with a 4.30 ERA this season. Pitched last week against Augusta, took the loss. Not too much on him. He gave up 2 runs, 1 earned over 3 innings. So while it could have been better for Delos, it certainly could have been worse as well, as the Shorebirds that game just ended up getting pummeled, and just about nothing that De Los Santos could have done on the mound could have salvaged a victory in that day's game. Scrapple have now started to take the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Scrapple pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing, well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball is here.
Pelcher, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
Ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
The national anthem's been sung, and that means it's time for Delmarva Scrapple Baseball. Welcome, everybody, out to Purdue Stadium here on a gorgeous Friday night from Salisbury, Maryland. Delmarva Scrapple welcome in the Carolina Mudcats for Game 4-6 here this week. Sam Jelinek with you. Scrapple looking to pick up their second straight win after taking the nightcap of the doubleheader yesterday, and they won that one 6-4, received good starting pitching from Darlin Alcantara, and Juan de los Santos will try to continue that trend here today. De Los Santos 2-9 with a 4.30 ERA this season. 6'3", 230 right-handed pitcher. 20 years old and San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. He starts it out for the Scrapple, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Michael Deson in left field, Elio Prados in center, Steven Acevedo in right. Frederick Bencosme plays third, New Albert Romero at short, Luis Valdez at second, Isaac De Leon over at first. Michael Montecone does the catching. This season, De Los Santos, despite throwing relatively well, has definitely been a bit of bad luck on the mound. Those 9 losses, the most for the Shorebirds, despite an ERA, just about league average at 4.30. 75 and a third innings, he struck out a team-high 79, walked 36, and allowed 71 hits. It's a four-pitch mix for De Los Santos. Four-seam fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. He'll run the fastball anywhere from 90 up to 98. And De Los Santos will pitch to Hedbert Perez to start this game out. Shorebirds transforming into the Scrapple here tonight. If you've ever had a Rapid Brand Scrapple, you know how the Shorebirds jerseys look, because it's, well, the exact replica of how the Rapid Brand and the wrapping looks on a Scrapple product. Basically, kind of tricolored jersey. It's red around the stomach, white around the midriff, and then blue at the top, with a tricolored cap, red on the back, white on the front, and blue on the bill, with a Scrapple egg and cheese sandwich as the Scrapple's logo. Gray jerseys, Mudcats across the front with gray pants. Edbert Perez stands in from the left side to lead this one off against De Los Santos, first base out of the rubber. Winds and turns in the first pitch of the game. It's a fastball just outside for ball one, and we're underway at 7:06 here from Purdue Stadium. Like we said, just an astonishingly beautiful night for baseball. The 1-0, it's tagged out towards center. Prado racing back, still going back, reaches up, and reels it in. Really fine play by Elio Prado to lead this game off. Got a good jump and was able to haul it in just a step onto the warning track. Getting his wind sprints in early tonight. And De Los Santos gets the first out of the game. De Los, unfortunately, familiar with rough starts. Last time out against Augusta, that was back on the 6th. First pitch of the game was hit out to left by Connor Blair for a solo homer. Here's Robert Moore, switch hitter, bats left, and he swings through a high fastball for strike one. Right now, temperature just a little shy of 80 degrees. A couple of clouds overhead, but not impacting anything. 0-1. Moore takes down and in for ball one. Very slight breeze, barely waves the flag out in center. Moore square stands from the left side. De Los Santos, the righty, deals home. And the fastball at 94 on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Moore, four for his first 14 with the Mudcats. Three of those hits doubles. 1-2. He swings, breaks his bat on a bleeder down the third baseline. Just foul. Nearly hopped right over the bag, but skittered just wide of it. Stays alive at 1-2 in exchange for his broken bat. Really good crowd on hand here for first pitch, and will only start to filter in a little bit more as the game goes on. Shaping up to be a beautiful weekend for baseball. After tough rain showers earlier this week, obviously causing the suspension, all looking like it's going to be beautiful. So Moore back to the box, this time with an all-black bat. Chokes up on it. De Los Santos the wind and the pitch, and Moore swings and misses. De Los Santos rings him up for the first out, or second out rather, here in the first. De Los Santos' first strikeout. So that brings up the shortstop, Eric Brown Jr., Brewers' first round pick this season. Good start for him with the Mudcats, 4 for 11. Right-handed batter in the first pitch home. He swings, hits a pop-up behind the mound. It drops. Valdez comes in. Fields in the second baseman. Flings it to first sidearm to retire Brown Jr. for the final out. Here in a 1-2-3 first for Juan de Los Santos. Good start for the Shorebirds. On to the last of the first. It's Carolina nothing and Delmarva coming to bat. A scoreless game here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, a discount at the flower shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. Remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter in the contest that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman in his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Scoreless game, it's Carolina nothing, and the Shorebirds coming to bat against Alexander Vallecillo on the mound for the Mudcats. Right-handed pitcher stands in at 6'2", 166 pounds. He's in the mound for the Mudcats, and this is the defense behind him. Tedbert Perez in left, Eduardo Fernandez in center, Jace Avina in right. Yadier Arenamo is over at third, Eric Brown Jr. at short, Zach Robbie at second, Brandon Giraba at first. First pitch to Luis Valdez. This is just outside for ball one. Alex Hall does the catching for Vallecillo, making his second start of the season with the Mudcats. 1-0 pitch. Valdez swings and hits a soft grounder towards second. A shuffle step to his right. Robbie Fields throws to first and retires Valdez for the first out here in the first. So Vallecillo has already matched what he did in his first start against Kannapolis. Back on August the 5th, he recorded just one out while allowing five runs on three hits, three walks, one strikeout. Just about as bad of an outing as you can get in your team debut. Right-hander works from the first base side of the rubber, winds and deals, and the first pitch to Noelbert Romero is fouled off of the plate for strike one. Merrill playing shortstop for the second straight day. He was one of the two stars of the show last night for the Shorebirds. He and Isaac De Leon, each garnering three hit games. 0-1. Breaking ball bounces in. 1-1. Despite Vallecillo's extremely bad start with Kannapolis, he had been pitching very well down in the Arizona Complex League, where he started this season for the Brewers. 1-1. This is down and away with a fastball. Two balls, one strike. Down the ACL, he was tied for second in the league with in wins with 4 6th innings pitched, 37 2/3. Romero swings the 2-1 and fouls it back out of play. 2-2. Overall, for his efforts down the ACL, he was 4-3, 3.82 ERA in 37 2/3 innings. One out, last of the first. It's Mudcats nothing in the Scrapple batting. Romero, right-handed hitter. Three-hit game last night. Bumped his average up to 235 in the season. Swings the 2-2 and fouls it out of play again. Outfield plays Romero to pull. Center fielder Fernandez towards the left center gap. Leaves a lot of green grass out to right center. The 2-2 again. Romero swings and misses. A good start for Alexander Vallecillo. Two up, two down here in the first. Two outs, nobody on. That brings up Michael Desone. Desone hitting .238 this season, a .619 OPS. Two homers, 26 driven in, and he looks at a first pitch fastball down the middle. Strike one. Scoreless game between the Cats and the Scrapple, bottom of the first. Vallecillo, first base out of the rubber, steps into his wind the pitch, and Desone takes down an in. One ball, one strike. Desone spread out, stands from the right side, square to the pitcher. The 1-1, he swings and fouls it back. One ball, two strikes. Nice to see the Shorebirds offense break out. In the second game of the doubleheader yesterday, they had 11 hits in just 7 innings after being shut out for the 7th time this season in game 1. 1-2, fastball is high. Desone checked his swing. And Jalen Goodman, tonight's first base umpire, says he held up. Goodman at first, Charlie Welling calling the balls and strikes. 2-2 on Desone, 2 outs, nobody on. Here's the pitch. And Desone, a dribbler to the backstop, stays alive. Vallecillo looking for a 1-2-3 first. Desone pops it out of play. First base side. And the at-bat continues. Desone past 14 games, starting to really click here in the second half. .289 average. OPS above 750. 2-2. Breaking ball called strike three. Vallecillo hopping off the mound before the ball even hit Hall's mitt. Desone down on strikes. And Alexander Vallecillo, a 1-2-3 first for the Mudcats. On to the second, it's a scoreless game between the Mudcats and the Scrapple here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side. Not to care about you, better for you. Life's too easy to turn without a prize or a star. This is the middle market square.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company. Little League team wants to take the field for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Simply choose an available game. The team will be at the Shorebirds starting lineup for that team's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field for the Shorebirds during the national anthem. As there is limited availability for the Little Leaguer to take the field for the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second, it's a scoreless game for now between the Mudcats and the Scrapple. Sam Jelinek with you here on a pristine Friday night from Purdue Stadium. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Mudcats after Juan de los Santos set down the side in order in the first. And the first pitch to Alex Hall is hit high in the air down the right field line. Acevedo gives it a look, but it's back into the seats. Strike one. Hall doing the catching, made his return to the Mudcats in game one of yesterday's doubleheader. Picked up a hit, was 1-for-3 with a walk. 0-1, swing and a miss. Fastball in 95 blows by him. 0-2. Hall spent last year with the Mudcats, now 23 years old, out of Perth, Australia. Switch hitter, bats left. 0-2. Hall takes a fastball high. 1-2. Hall, Lavina, and Fernandez here in the second for Carolina. 1-2 on its way. And Hall takes a breaking ball in the dirt. A good one, 88 from De Los Santos. It's about as hard as we've seen him throw the slider this season. Pitch that has really evolved for De Los Santos over the course of the season. Probably say it's been his focal point. 2-2 pitch. Hall swings and pops it out of play behind home. Still 2-2. Remember at the start of the season, that slider for De Los Santos was more of a loopy breaking ball. It is far tighter and far harder now. 2-2. And Hall swings and misses, 97 running away from him. De Los Santos strikes him out for the first out here in the second. De Los Santos is seeing Carolina for the second time this season. He had one of his weirder starts against the Mudcats down in Zebulon, as he ended up going just 3 innings, took the loss, gave up 3 runs, 1 earned run. Here's Jace Avina at the plate, first pitch. This is down and in for ball one. And De Los Santos ended up not striking anybody out. It was the first time he'd done that this season. Walked 4 as well, which tied a season high. 1-0 on the outside corner with an off-speed pitch, 1-1. Right fielder for the Mudcats. De Los Santos working briskly the pitch, and Avina lines it into left field. That's a base hit towards the line. DeSone goes and gathers it, and Avina holds up at first with a one-out single. De Los Santos going just 3 innings that day, took him 53 pitches. He gave up 2 unearned runs in the first, then 1 more run in the second, before settling down and pitching a scoreless third. Runner at first, 1 out. That's our first base runner of the game for either team. De Los Santos the stretch, and the pitch to Eduardo Fernandez is a fastball that misses low. De Los Santos lost his footing on his way down the mound. Goes and does some yard work on his landing spot. Ball one. One ball, no strikes on Fernandez, the pitch. Slider misses down and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Fernandez hitting 255 for the Mudcats. That's 13 for 51. 15th game for him. 1 homer, 4 driven in. 2-0 pitch, runner goes from first, pitch misses down and away. The throw to second, a touch high. And Avina in under the tag. Valdez dropped the baseball as well. So it's a stolen base for Jace Avina, his first of the season, now 1-for-2. Swiping bags. 3-0 count as well on Fernandez. Really spreads out his legs at the plate, takes up 3/4 of the box. 3-0 pitch. Fastball is down the middle. 3-1. Scoreless game right now, top of the second. Mudcats threatening, though. Runner at second, 1-0. 3-1 on Fernandez. Here's the pitch. He swings and chops it foul to the backstop. Balls, two strikes. De Los Santos, a stare in. Gets his sign, readies up. Hands together, the shoulders. Fires home the 3-2, and Fernandez chops it off himself in the box. Count remains at 3-2. Mudcats with a man at second. That's Avina. He singled, stole second. Now there with 1-0. 3-2 on Fernandez with Brandon Giraba on deck. 3-2 again. And Fernandez swings and skies it out beyond second. Second baseman Valdez calling for it. He's under it. And he puts it away with one hand for the second out of the inning. So 2 outs. Avina still out at second. And that brings up Brandon Giraba. Big news circulating around Major League Baseball right now. It's been announced that Padres superstar Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to be suspended for 80 games for using a PED. Pretty shocking news given that he was set to return from a season-long wrist injury. First pitch to Giraba is a swing and a miss for strike one. Set to return within a week or so. Instead, the Padres will be without him for the rest of the season. And they'll go this entire season now without having a chance to put him in the same lineup as Juan Soto. Giraba, his Mudcats debut yesterday, 0-1. Fastball misses outside, 1-1. He went 1-for-3 with a walk. Did score a run as well. 20 years old out of Cartagena, Colombia. No score right now, top of the second. Mudcats and Scrapple here on Friday. Right on right matchup. Here's the 1-1. Giraba foul tips it. Held on to by Monte Cohn. It's 1-2. So De Los Santos a strike away from stranding Avina out at second. Giraba calls time, steps out. Now digs back in. Actually rocking the same cleats that Juan De Los Santos is out in the mound. White Nike cleats, black swoosh, with highlighter colors along the bottom of the shoe. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a hard slider down and away at 91. Monte Cohn blocks it, throws to first, and retires Giraba to complete the strikeout. And Juan De Los Santos able to strand Avina out at second here to end the second. On to the last of the second inning, it's Carolina nothing, Delmarva nothing, here on the Scrapple Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Now that is 4 for Scrabble. Number 15.
Bottom of the second, it's the Mudcats nothing, and the Scrapple nothing as well. 4-5 for Xander Vallecillo. Already three times better than what he did in his first start, where he got just one out and allowed five runs. 4-5 and 6 for the Birds. De Leon leads it off. First pitch of the inning. De Leon takes a breaking ball down the middle that he actually backed out of the box on. Vallecillo looking sharp to start this game. Strike one. De Leon hands held low, slightly open stance. Vallecillo the rock and the 0-1. Breaking ball line to third over the leaping stab of Arenamo at third and down the left field line. Left fielder Perez cuts it off before the corner, but De Leon into second standing with a leadoff double. And Isaac De Leon's hit parade this week continues. A three-hit game last night drove in three runs, including a two-run double, and now a leadoff double here in the second. De Leon has raised his average now about 30 points over the past 20 games. He has been on an extended torrid stretch this season. It's now Frederick Benkozme. De Leon at second, nobody out. Shorebirds their first hit, first base runner of the game. Vallecillo's pitch, and Benkozme drives in the air out towards left. Perez back a step, he gets under it and puts it away. De Leon back to second, and there's one out. So one out, De Leon still out at second, and that brings up Elio Prado. Prado had a hit in the resumption of the first game yesterday and then went 0-2 in the second game, was hit by a pitch. First pitch. Prado takes a fastball, letter high inside corner, strike one. De Leon out at second in a scoreless game, Scrapple batting, Mudcats in the field. Right on right matchup, Vallecillo the kick and the pitch. Fastball, basically the same spot, inside edge. No balls, two strikes. Prado homer, 16 driven in. Down the count, 0-2. The pitch. This is outside. One ball, two strikes. Mudcats stranded a runner themselves out at second at the top of the inning. Shorebirds trying to avoid the same fate, the 1-2. Breaking ball down and away in the dirt. Nice backhand pick by Hall. De Leon stays put out at second, and the count's level. Two balls, two strikes on Prado. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Vallecillo the set, and the 2-2. Prado swings, hits it in the air towards right. Avina started in, now goes back. Still backpedaling, makes the catch. De Leon back to second, he won't tag. Stays put there, and the second out of the inning recorded. So after De Leon's leadoff double, back-to-back fly balls don't move him anywhere. And that brings up Stephen Acevedo. Acevedo hitting 169 this season. One homer, 10 driven in. Scrapple with the man at second, two outs. Bottom of the second. No score right now between Delmarva and Carolina. Vallecillo steps off. He'll reset here. Acevedo digs back in from the right side. De Leon leads away from second. Here's the pitch. And the fastball up and in forces Acevedo back a little. Ball one. Acevedo was 1-for-3 last night. Included an RBI single technically. Pop up on top of home that somehow dropped in, 1-0. Fastball is way high, 2-0. Outfield straight away. Shadows now cover the entire field here in Salisbury. 2-0 pitch. Acevedo swings and chops it foul to the Birds dugout third base side. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 on Acevedo. De Leon in scoring position, 2 outs, the pitch. Breaking ball down and away, it squirts behind Hall. De Leon's taking off for a third, Hall picks it up, fires to third, it's high. De Leon gets to third, he's trying to go home and score now. The throw comes to the plate, it's over Hall's head, and De Leon scores. But De Leon, now down behind home plate, I think, absolutely smashed his nose up against Arenado when he slid headfirst into third. De Leon, I think, thought he had home free of charge thanks to obstruction by Arenado. Brown Jr. backed up the play in shallow left, and when he threw to the plate, he threw high. And De Leon scores. So it's 1-0 Del Marva as De Leon, thankfully helped off the field by the assistant athletic trainer Griffin Pyatt, and the pitch misses up and in to Steven Acevedo for ball four. And the Shorebirds somehow score the first run of the game on that monstrosity of a play. The way we're scoring it, and that's what we were trying to decipher, is what in the world you call that play. It's a pass ball, even though the throw to the plate was high as well, that ended up not having a bearing on the play. Now Roberto Martinez bats, Acevedo at first, 2 outs. It's 1-0 Del Marva here at the pitch. Martinez swings, launches one high in the air towards left center. Fernandez back a couple of steps, center fielder under it, and he puts it away for the final out of the inning. Shorebirds grab the lead, though, on Isaac De Leon's daring base-running dash. Takes third on a pass ball and then scores with a throw home. It's a little bit high. On to the third, it's the Scrapple 1 and the Mudcats nothing here on the Shore, here on the Scrapple Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. One and the Mudcats nothing. Start of the top of the third inning. Sam Jelinek with you as the Shorebirds are get it right eventually. The Scrapple take the lead on Isaac De Leon's rather daring base running. Takes third on a passed ball. So the throw careens into shallow left. De Leon, who had no business trying to come home and score on that as it was backed up properly by the shortstop Brown, then tried to score on it. And it'll be a pitch clock violation on De Los Santos to start the inning. So ball one on Yadier Arenado. 8-9-1 due up for the Mudcats. De Los Santos the wind and the pitch. And Arenado fouls it back and out of play. Strike one. Arenado 8 for his first 25 for the Mudcats this season. No homers, one driven in, the 1-1. Breaking ball is balanced in for ball one. So however you want to dice it, the Scrap will lead 1-0 here in the top of the third inning. Arenamo leads it off, right-handed hitter. 1-1, or 2-1 rather. It's on the outside corner, good breaking pitch. 2-2. De Los Santos expected again to go just 3-4 innings today, as Orioles player development is started to the 2-2. Arenamo tags it out towards right, but that's straight at Acevedo. Half step back, he puts it away and right for the first out of the inning. Orioles player development starting to taper De Los Santos' innings, as this season already coming in at 75 and a third innings tonight. That's almost double than what he'd thrown each of the past two seasons. 2019 and 2021, he threw 44 and two-thirds innings each time. First pitch to Zach Robbie. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. Robbie batting ninth and playing for the first time this week. Eighth rounder last year at the University of Minnesota. Right-handed hitter, the 1-0. He swings and hits it in the air towards right center. Off the right fielder, puts the squeeze on it for the second out here in the third. Back-to-back flyouts to right begin the third inning for the Mudcats. For De Los Santos, he's been uber efficient to this point as well. 2 2/3 innings on 34 pitches. Back to the top of the order, it's Hedbert Perez to dig in. Left-handed batter, a wide-open stance, and the first pitch home. He rifles it foul down the first baseline. Strike one. Two outs, top of the third. It's the Scrapple one and the Mudcats nothing. Nobody on for Perez. De Los Santos the wind and the pitch. Fastball runs outside. 1-1. Perez flat out to deep straightaway center, his first time up. 1-1 pitch. Perez, chopper foul. First base side. One ball, two strikes. De Los Santos set down the side in order in the first. Stranded a man out at second in the second. Now trying to go 1-2-3 here in the third. 1-2 pitch. And Perez, a high chopper towards second. On the third hop, Valdez gloves, throws to first, and retires Perez. Juan De Los Santos sets the Mudcats down in order here in the third. On to the last of the third, it's the Scrapple 1 and the Mudcats nothing here on the Scrapple Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the third, it's the Scrapple 1. Dominic with you here on Friday night from Salisbury, Maryland. Game 4 of this six-game series between Carolina and Delmarva. Mudcats right now hold a 2-1 series edge, but the Scrapple, a 1-0 lead here in this game. Jael Montecone leads it off in the third for the Scrapple, 9-1-2. Against Alexander Valicello, gave up a run in the second. Not charged to him, though. After a pass ball and error allowed Isaac De Leon to score from second. First pitch out, Montecone taking all the way, and the fastball is high for ball one. Montecone, his first start back with the Shorebirds after he had a couple of game-long stint with Double-A Bowie, the 1-0. Monte Cohn swings and skies it down the third base line. Arenamo, the third baseman, in foul ground under it, just beyond the coach's box, puts it away for the first out here in the third. Lineup flips to the top now for Luis Valdez. Valdez grounded to second, his first time up. Valdez, the league leader in stolen bases with 58, hasn't stolen one in a couple of games here this week. First pitch fastball is on the outside corner for strike one. He was actually caught a couple of times yesterday across the two games. 0-1 on him here. Valicillo's pitch is down in the dirt for ball one. Scrapple one, Mudcats nothing, last of the third. One out, nobody on for Valdez. Third baseman Arenamo, even with the bag, a couple steps behind the grass. 1-1. And Valdez takes a running fastball outside, 2-1. Internally, a lot had been hoping that Valdez would be able to break the Scrapple single season stolen base record. 2-1. Valdez slashes it out of play. Third base side, it's 2-2. Here on this homestand would be obviously a lot more fun and a lot cooler for Valdez to put on the road. Right now he's three away from setting that record. He's stolen three bases in one game on multiple occasions. The 2-2, it's a chopper out towards second. The third hop, Robbie has it backing up, flings to first. And Valdez retired on a 4-3 putout for the second time tonight. But Valdez will have some work to do, already 0-2 today. Still has Saturday and Sunday to get it done. But slowly the window closing on doing this at home. Two outs, nobody on for Noelbert Romero. Romero struck out his first time up. First pitch, he swings and misses for strike one. Fastball at the top of the zone. Valicillo so far pretty good. One hit, one run. Has walked just one batter and struck out two. 0-1 pitch, it's on the outside corner. Another fastball. No balls, two strikes. Romero 3-for-4 last night. Two doubles, RBI single that won the game for the Shorebirds. Happened in the bottom of the sixth. Down the count here, 0-2. Valicillo, the turn and the pitch. And the fastball up and in. Romero has to duck out of the way. One ball, two strikes. One, two on its way. Breaking ball is down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Outfield, a step towards left center for Romero. Valicillo, the wind and the pitch. And Romero tried to check his swing, and he was able to, says first base umpire Jalen Goodman. Pitch up and in. A little bit more of self-defense there from Romero than actually thinking about offering at it. He's worked the count full. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. It's down in the dirt, blocked by Hall. Romero not tempted, though. And he walks with two outs, Kyle DeSone. DeSone, the only other strikeout victim of the night for the Shorebirds, along with Romero. Scrapple lead the Mudcats 1-0, last of the third. Now a man at first, two outs. Right on right matchup with DeSone. Here's the pitch. And the fastball misses down and away for ball one. Romero was dancing off of first there. He's 15-for-20, stealing bases this season. Did some early base running work with Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. today. Part of a bigger group setting. 1-0. DeSone hits a little nubber to the left of the mound, charging in Arenamo, third baseman, bare hands, and throws to first to retire DeSone on a nifty play to set the Scrapple down here in the third. Arenamo, bare hand throw on the run. And the Scrapple sent down scoreless here in the third. On to the fourth, it's the Scrapple 1 and the Mudcats nothing here on the Scrapple Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro Brand Scrapple. On Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. Buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Top of the fourth, it's the Scrapple 1 and the Mudcats nothing. Sam Jelinek with you, and Juan de los Santos dealing on the mound for the Scrapple. His first pitch breaking ball to Robert Moore. This is a little low for ball one. Hits 2-3 and 4 due up for the Mudcats here in the fourth. Moore leads it off. DH, switch hitter, bats left, takes a rip at the 1-0 and latches it foul down the right field line. One ball, one strike. Mudcats through the first three innings against De Los Santos, just one base runner. Chase Avina, a one-out single back in the second. 1-1. Moore swings, it's a hard chopper to first. Back of the bag, De Leon spears it. Flips to De Los Santos, covering at first. And he retires Moore for the first out here in the fourth. Nice play by De Leon, who we were curious if he'd stay in the game after scoring back in the second. Looked like he was a little woozy getting up when he first collided with Arenado over at third. Then came home to score on a very strange play. But he stays in. He's okay. And one out, nobody on. That brings up Eric Brown Jr. First pitch fastball misses down and away for ball one. Brown Jr. grounded to second his first time up. Scrapple up 1-0, top of the fourth, the pitch. And he swings and pops it down the right field line. Acevedo scrambling in, but it slices into the picnic deck. And a fan, that's why you bring the glove, makes the catch in the picnic deck. And despite that being a much tougher play than any other caught baseball I've seen this season in the stands, no ovation for him. The standards of this Shorebirds crowd bewilder me. The 1-1. I get it was more of a teenager rather than an actual kid who made the catch. But still, come on. Give him some love. Brown calls time, steps out. It's 1-2 on him. One out, nobody on. De Los Santos, the turn and the pitch. Misses down and away. Two balls, two strikes. De Los Santos, the wind and the 2-2. And Brown hits a soft chopper out towards short. Romero charges it. Goes right under his glove. Goes into left. DeSone comes in, picks it up, holds Brown at first. And it's a one-out base runner for the Mudcats. It'll be an E6 on Romero. Romero trying to do a couple of things at once, gauge where Brown was, how quickly he had to get rid of it. And unfortunately, never had the ball. So a man at first, one out, that snaps a string. Six in a row retired by De Los Santos. First pitch misses down low to Alex Hall now. And at first, one out. It's the Scrapple one and the Mudcats nothing. Mudcats hitting here in the top of the fourth. Hall, the switch hitting catcher, bats left. The pitch. Down the dirt, hits off the Mascamonte cone and trickles behind him. Brown up to second without a play. Wild pitch. So the Mudcats with the tying run out at second now. One out here in the top of the fourth. Hall struck out swinging his first time up against De Los Santos. Open stance from the left side. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it back out of play. 2-1. Hall, a bit of a journey this season, as he's now played at three different levels across the Brewers organization, or has been with three different levels of the Brewers organization. Started this year out at High A, Wisconsin. That's in Appleton. 2-1. This is down and in for ball three. And then in an emergency move at the start of June, Brewers had to deal with some COVID tests and all of a sudden didn't have a catcher, or at least a backup catcher. So Hall, who was with Wisconsin and the High A affiliate, the 3-1, just outside ball four, and Hall walks here. Hall had the chance, had his contract selected by the Brewers, and joined Milwaukee as their backup catcher for a game. He was then DFA'd the next day without ever appearing in a Major League contest. But Appleton, Wisconsin, if you didn't know, is about a 45-minute drive from Milwaukee. So Hall got to make that journey and got his big league moment. He walks here, though. First and second now, one out, and Jason Vina, the batter. First and second. And De Los Santos steps off with Brown starting to dance away from second. And De Los Santos ends up throwing back to second as Brown was still straying from the bag. He's back in standing. Fourth, it's the Scrapple one, and the Mudcats nothing, but Mudcats threatening. Avina at the plate, the only hit of the game for the Mudcats, the pitch. He swings and misses, a hanging slider. Can't connect. Strike one. Avina, a line drive single back in the first, then stole second and was stranded there back in the second inning. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball outside. Monte Cone fakes a snap throw back to first, and it's 0-2. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, so De Los Santos is a bit more leashed today than what we've seen for him lately. 1-2, or 0-2 rather, on Avina. Here's the pitch, runners go. Avina takes a called strike three. The throw to third high, and Brown Jr. in ahead of the throw. Stolen base for him. Trail runner Hall goes into second. So a double steal, but Avina down on strikes. Second out of the inning. For Brown, that's his fourth stolen base already with the Mudcats in just his fourth game played. Hall hits his first with Carolina. Second and third now, two outs, and Eduardo Fernandez, the hitter, the pitch. Checks his swing, slider down and away, appeal out to second, and Jalen Goodman says he held up in time. Ball one. Scrapple one, Mudcats nothing, top of the fourth. Fernandez, the hitter, popped a second his first time up. De Los Santos deals home, and Fernandez checks his swing again, but this time, Charlie Welling, the home plate umpire, says he went around. One ball, one strike. De Los Santos trying to get out of this jam on what I would imagine would be his final inning. Right now at 56 pitches. 1-1. Swing and a miss, snap throw back to third. Ben Cozman applies the tag, and they picked off Brown. What a play by Michael Montecone, the catcher, throwing a strike to Ben Cozman, crashing at third, and they pick off Brown Jr. to get De Los Santos out of the fourth. On to the last of the fourth, it's still the Scrapple 1 and the Mudcats nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Kelly, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Visit MILB.tv, the Shorebirds free audio stream. And on open, click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Kelly on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Play ball!
The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases After the Game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the fourth is the Scrapple 1 and the Mudcats nothing. Michel Montecona strike back to third to pick off Eric Brown Jr. and get Juan de los Santos out of a sticky situation at the top of the inning. Shorebirds will try to extend the lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Isaac De Leon leads it off, and the first pitch from Valdecillo is cut on and missed. Strike one. Breaking ball down and away. Only one hit in the game for the Shorebirds. That belongs to Isaac De Leon. 0-1. De Leon swings. It's a liner out towards right. Avina, a weird route, but towards the line, able to bring it in for the first out here in the fourth. He started in, then had to dart back and towards the line. Somehow that baseball didn't end up over his head. And one away here in the fourth. De Leon had doubled and scored his first time up. Yakir Rivera is warming up. He'll come on next. First pitch to Frederick Benkozme is high and away for ball one. Benkozme flied to left on the first pitch he saw back in the second. 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses low. Two balls, no strikes. Scrapple one, Mudcats nothing, bottom of the fourth. Benkozme from the left side, open stance. Valdecillo, the righty, works from the first base side of the rubber. Winds and fires the pitch, and Benkozme hits a flare down the left field line. Perez racing in, long run for the left fielder. It lands on the foul line. Shortstop Brown Jr., the first one to it, and Benkozme advances to second here with one out. It'll be a double for Benkozme as he finds his way somehow onto second base. Just placed perfectly down the foul line, hit the chalk. A lot of credit to Brown Jr. That shortstop ended up being the first one to get to that baseball. And even that didn't matter as he was right inside the Shorebirds bullpen by the time he picked it up, a long ways away from the infield. So a man at second, one out. Here's Elio Prado, the pitch. Prado swings and foul tips it, held on to by Hall. One ball, one strike. Or no balls, one strike. Scrapple up a run, bomb of the fourth. Just the second hit of the game for the Scrapple, third hit total. Mudcats only have one themselves. 0-1 pitch. Prado takes down and away. One ball, one strike. Prado flying to right his first time up. And Cozme leads away from second. Valdecillo the set and the pitch, and Prado lines it back up the middle towards right center for a base hit. Benkozme racing around third. He comes in to score without a play, and Elio Prado stands at first with an RBI single thing here in the last of the four. simple piece of hitting for Elio Prado. Fastball middle in, shoot it right back up the middle. Pick up a base hit, an RBI, his 17th of the season. And the Shorebirds are scrapple now, lead it 2-0. Steven Acevedo, the next hitter, walked his first time up, the only walker. One of two walks, Valicello's allowed. First pitch home, misses down and away. Prado tries to steal second, and he gets thrown out by a mile. Perfect throw by Alex Hall, and don't know if that was a bad jump for Prado or what. But after his RBI single, immediately wiped off the bases. Caught stealing, and there's two away. So 1-0 on Acevedo, the pitch. Fastball is a called strike up and away. Counts level at one. Valicello wants a new baseball, throws this one back in the Bird's dugout. It's a shiny new pearl out in the mounds. It's 1-1 on Acevedo. 2 outs, base is empty here. It's 2-0 scramble, bottom of the fourth, the pitch. Oh, that's a good fastball, outside corner at the knees. 1-2. Roberto Martinez on deck. Acevedo batting seventh. Valicello the wind and the pitch. And Acevedo swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Valicello strikes him out, his third of the game. And he sets down the scrapple here in the fourth. But the scrapple get a run. An RBI single for Elio Prado. On to the fifth. It's now the scrapple two. And the Mudcats nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plays. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have to while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, it's now Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing. TechNet called the bullpen, leads off the inning here for the Scrapple as Yaki Rivera replaces Juan de los Santos on the mound. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty. First pitch to Eduardo Fernandez is a breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. A one breaking ball from Rivera is in for a called strike and it's 0-2. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. 0-2, swing and a miss. Count them 1-2-3, Fernandez down on strikes. On three pitches here to begin the fifth. As good a start as you can get for Yaki Rivera. Yaki making his first appearance in just a little bit of time as the Shorebirds bullpen has been relatively strong starting and then actually relief efforts that span three innings or more. Brandon Giraba, the next hitter, bats from the right side. Rivera's 0-1, or first pitch rather, is fouled back off the facade of the press box and back down to make it 0-1. Rivera's last outing was August the 4th, so he's had about 8 days of rest here. He went three innings that day against Augusta. Gave up a run on two hits, two walks, and struck out a season-high six. 0-1 is a breaking ball that drops into the knees, and it's 0-2. Giraba struck out swinging his first time up. Rivera the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball cut on and missed. 6 pitches, 6 strikes for Yakir Rivera out of the bullpen. Back-to-back K's here to begin the fifth. Rivera came into this one with an 8-10 ERA. He's 1-0. 6'2", 150-pound righty. Works in the wind with nobody on. Got Hare Arenamo, the next batter, and the first pitch is a fastball high. And any thoughts of an immaculate scramble go by the wayside. So it's 1-0 on Arenamo, who flied to right his first time up. The 1-0, big overhand breaking ball on the outside corner. 1-1, and Rivera pitching with aggression and intent. Goes back into his wind, the 1-1. Fastball off the outside corner. It's 2-1. Rivera making his 10th appearance of the season with the scramble. 16 2/3 innings, 25, now 27 strikeouts. 2-1. Arenamo takes a breaking ball in the inside corner. It's 2-2. He's walked just 9, but given up 25 hits. 19 years old out of the Dominican Republic. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball is fouled back. Arenamo had seen the first two curveballs and looked a little bewildered by them. Able to stay on that one to stay alive. Two outs, top of the fifth. Rivera trying to strike out the side. The pitch. And Arenamo swings and misses. Breaking ball down. Monte Cup count. And Yakir Rivera on out of the pen. Strikes out the side here in the fifth. We're halfway home. On to the last of the fifth. It's the scramble 2. And the Mudcats nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Del Marva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Saturday and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the early stars of tomorrow. It's a part of today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I love?
A ride. It's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Halfway home, it's the scramble 2 and the Mudcats nothing. Bob the fifth. 8-9-1 duo for the scramble against Alexander Vallecillo. Vallecillo, a solid outing thus far. 4 innings, he's allowed 2 runs on 3 hits. First pitch to Roberto Martinez, misses outside for ball 1. Hefty has his first night with the Mudcats, quite literally could not have gone much worse, giving up 5 runs in 1/3 of an inning. The 1-0, Martinez fouls it back. It's 1-1. Martinez flying to center his first time up. To suffer that indignity as a starter to get pulled in the first inning is just never feels good. Obviously, Vallecillo's pitch count in the frame didn't help him. The 1-1, Martinez fouls it back and out of play, 1-2. So he was up around 40 by the time he got pulled, and Shorebirds pitchers have gone through the same thing where they could have stayed in, but pitch count restrictions in one inning of work will tend to run up against you like that. Martinez calls time as Vallecillo goes into his wind, so no pitch. Still 1-2. But to come back and so far throw 4 solid innings and not look phased on the mound. 1-2. This is outside, 2-2, especially in front of a pretty packed house here on Friday night at Purdue Stadium. We have seen a number of very young pitchers this season get very starry and wide-eyed out in the mound. 2-2. Martinez swings and misses way late on 91, letter high. Palacillo strikes him out, his fourth of the game. Palacillo, a rare Nicaraguan here in minor league baseball as well, out of Managua. Just turned 20, about a month ago now. 9-hole hitter, Michel Montecone digs in the first pitch. Heater is high for ball one. Scrapple two, Mudcats nothing. Bomb to the fifth with the Scrapple batting. Montecone popped to third his first time up. Back with the Shorebirds yet again, the 1-0. Montecone chops it out towards short on the third high hop. Brown Jr. has it. Fling is over to first, and Montecone retired easily for the second out here in the fifth. And Valicilla right now with just 62 pitches, he might be able to go six, if not seven, tonight. Flips to the top now, and Luis Valdez 0 for 2, two ground outs to third. Valicilla, the rock and the pitch, and Valdez serves it out of play towards the berm left field side. Strike one. Shorebirds with an RBI single from Elio Prado last inning extended their lead. Now up to Zinn, 0-1. Valdez takes down the dirt, 1-1, as I correct myself again. The Scrapple made it to 2-0 lead last inning. One-one on its way. Valdez swings and misses. One ball, two strikes. Valdez rough sledding this series now, 2-for-15. Just two stolen bases. 1-2. Valdez, another ground ball towards second by the dive of Robbie up the middle and on into right center for a base hit. Valdez just barely able to sneak it under the glove of Robbie, who is playing towards the pole side. Hole on the right side, had to dive back up the middle. Now he actually takes off his glove, shakes out his hand. I think he might have jammed his thumb a little there. But Valdez safe at first with two outs. And Robbie still toying with his left hand. And shortstop Eric Brown Jr. will come over and check him out and see how he's feeling. This actually gives the Mudcats bullpen a second to spring into action. Because even though Valicillo had just 67 pitches, want to make sure that the Mudcats pen has ample time to get warm just in case things go off the rails quickly. So Robbie ready to go, and it's back to the action now. Michel Desson, the batter, Valdez at first. Valicillo the set, and he throws over to first. It's low. It gets by Giraba to the sidewall. Valdez gets up, scampers to second, and he's there on the error. So Valdez, who I'm imagining was probably itching to run there, instead gets second base, now with a stolen base, but with an error. Scoring position now for Noelbert Romero. Romero 0 for 1, he walked his last time up. Valdez a big lead from second. Here's the pitch. And Romero a chopper towards short, backing up on it. Brown has it, throws flat-footed from short left, and on a hop, Giraba able to pick it at first to retire Romero and end the Scrapple fifth. Scrapple strand a man out at second after the two outs. The Scrapple two and the Mudcats nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style?
Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the sixth, it's the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing. Zach Robbie leads it off against Yakir Rivera, and the breaking ball drops in for strike one on Robbie. Robbie batting ninth, fly to right his first time up. Might have jammed his thumb in the last half inning, but seems good to go to the plate. Swings at the 0-1 and misses a high fastball. So in two, and Rivera coming out with some aggression against Carolina. He blew a save against the Mudcats back in Zebulon about a month ago now. 0-2. Breaking ball chopped on the grid line with a bag. Fires across and retires Robbie for the first out here in the sixth. It was a really tough outing for Yaki, as he had been coming off a string of outings that just weren't up to the level of excellence that he wanted to be. It was during that stretch where the Shorebirds had been swept in Fredericksburg, and Yaki had an awful outing at Fredericksburg. First pitch to Hedbert Perez is cut on and missed, strike one. And really, since, Rivera has been much better. Works from the stretch, first base side, the 0-1. Righty fires high, one ball, one strike. Gets him out of town, scores in real quick with Hedbert Perez at the plate. He's 0 for 2. Left-handed batter, 1-1. Perez swings, it's a little number back to the mound. Rivera has it, lobs it over to first, and retires Perez. Quickly two away here in the sixth. Birdland update for you. It's the Orioles 2, Rays nothing. Top of the fifth. Austin Voth hasn't allowed a hit through four innings. Adley Rutschman's homer. Norfolk trails Rochester 5-0. Bowie leads Akron 4-0, and Aberdeen leads Hudson Valley 5-0. Two outs, nobody on for Robert Moore now. Switch hitter bats left, and he takes the first pitch fastball. It's in for a strike. Moore from the left side. Rivera the righty deals home. And the changeup's on the inside corner, and Yakir Rivera strike away from retiring six in a row out of the bullpen. Into his wind, the 0-2. And Moore swings and skies it down the third base line. Next to the bag, third baseman Ben Cosme calling for it, and he puts it away on the infield grass for the final out of the inning. Another 1-2-3 frame for Yakir Rivera. On to the last of the sixth, it's the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing here on the Shorebirds, here on the Scrapple Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mavis Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the sixth, it's the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing. Tag man call, the bullpen begins the frame. Jason Pena replaces Alexander Vallecillo on the mound for the Mudcats. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at local Delmarva Technet Repair Shop. First pitch from Jason Pena to Michael Jason. It's a fastball up and in, goes straight to the backstop. Ball one. Talk about an entrance. First pitch, and it's nothing but net. So Pena, right-handed pitcher, comes on. 2-0 this season with a 3.06 ERA. The righty deals, and DeSona, weak grounder up the middle. Second baseman Robbie to his right snags it, throws to first, and retires DeSona for the first out. Pena, 17 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 21 and walked 13. 10 runs, 6 earned. He's hit 4 batters and allowed 13 hits. 19 years old, out of Santo Domingo down in the Dominican Republic. 6 foot, 165 pounds. Isaac De Leon, the next hitter. He's 1-for-2, the pitch. De Leon takes a breaking ball outside for ball one. Pena has seen the Shorebirds, or Scrapple rather, a couple of times this season and has thrown well against them, including a 3-inning save back in a Wednesday shutout of the Birds. 1-0, De Leon fouls it back and out of play, 1-1. How's the game? Delmarva lost 1-0 back in Zebulon. Davy Cruz and Miguel Padilla throwing very well for Delmarva. It was their second 1-0 loss of the season. 1-1 on De Leon, right-handed batter, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Hard slider down and away. 1-2. De Leon doubled and scored back in the second. First run of the game for the Scrapple. Before Ben Cosme doubled and scored in the fourth. 1-2. De Leon swings and misses. Fastball blows by him at 91. And Jason Pena, 2-up, 2-down here in the sixth. That brings up Frederick Ben Cosme. Ben Cosme doubled and scored his last time up. Left-handed batter. Pena from the stretch with nobody on. The righty comes set. Hands above the belt. Leg kick the pitch. And Ben Cosme tries to drag a bunt, but sends it straight into the Birds' dugout third base side. Strike one. Oh, one pitch. Ben Cosme, a weak tapper down the third baseline. Arenamo comes in, fields, throws on the run, and retires Ben Cosme. Another nip. Stunned with a bare hand, that time does it with the leather. To retire Ben Cosme, and the Scrapple are done here in the sixth. On to the seventh, it's still the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing here on the Scrapple Baseball Network.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Okay.
top of the seventh, it's still the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing. Eric Brown Jr. leads it off against Yakir Rivera and puts a charge on the first pitch from Rivera in the air to left, but DeSohn backing up, and he gets under it in front of the warning track. And on one pitch, Brown Jr. retired here in the seventh. For Rivera, that's now 7-up, 7-down out of the bullpen. He struck out 3. Alex Hall, the catcher, now stands in the cleanup man. 0-for-1, he walked and stole the base his last time up. First pitch, he checks his swing on a fastball up and out of the zone. Strike, or ball one. Scrapple with a 2-zip lead here over the Mudcats. 1-0 pitch. Hall swings and misses at a changeup, 1-1. And wildly, and perhaps not surprisingly, the Scrapple aren't the only Scrapple in minor league baseball. As we said at the top of the broadcast, 1-1. Hall swings and rolls over a grounder to second. Valdez has it. Second baseman throws to first and retires Hall. 8-up, 8-down for Yakir Rivera. 2 away here in the seventh. Scrapple is a mid-Atlantic institution, especially here on the Eastern Shore. And it has also infiltrated its way outside of Philadelphia, where the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, who are known for their bacon-themed alternate identities as well as their primary identity, they are also the Scrapple. First pitch to Jace Avina is a breaking ball outside for ball one, as they are giving away pint glasses with their alternate logo for Scrapple. 1-0. Breaking ball is in the knees, 1-1, who they call Scrappy. I think the Shorebird Scrapple is better, the bacon egg or Scrapple egg and cheese sandwich. The 1-1, Avina swings, rifles one out towards right. DeSohn backing up, able to reel it in. And Yakir Rivera has gone 9-up, 9-down here against the Mudcats out of the bullpen. Side retired here in the seventh, on to the last of the seventh. It's time to stretch. It's the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Hope you had a good stretch. It's still the Scrapple 2 and Mudcats nothing. Tom of the seventh now. Elio Prado leads it off against Jason Pena on the mound for the Mudcats. He fired a 1-2-3 inning in his first turn out of the bullpen. Prado an RBI single his last time up. That was the last run scored in the game. Prado red-handed batter. Pena from belt fires home, and the breaking ball is down the middle. Strike one. Prado, Acevedo, and Martinez here in the seventh for the Scrapple. Pena in the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball is way outside for ball one. There's nobody up out in the Scrapple bullpen. That means Yakir Rivera will try to go a season-long 4 innings here today. His pitch count has certainly allowed him to do as much. He's at just 28 pitches. 1-1 pitch. Prado swings and hits in the air out of play into the picnic deck right field side. One ball, two strikes. One, two on its way. And Prado fouls it off again. back into the seats over the first base dugout. The 1-2 again to Prado. It's down the dirt. Prado lays off, and the count is now level. Two balls and two strikes. Pena the set, and the 2-2. Prado swings and misses, breaking ball outside, and Pena strikes him out for the first out here in the seventh. One out, nobody on. That brings up Steven Acevedo. Acevedo 0-for-1. Balk in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. The pitch. Acevedo, big rip. Comes up empty. Strike one. A one pitch. Acevedo hacks away. Breaking ball down away. Nowhere close to it. No balls. Two strikes. Acevedo points his bat out at Pena. Ready comes set. Down the hill, the 0-2. And Acevedo, a hard grounder back of the middle and into center for a base hit. Good two-strike hitting. It's after Pena made Acevedo look silly on the first two pitches. Able to square up a breaking ball, bounded into center for a one-out single. Just the fifth hit of the game for the scramble. Mudcats only have one hit. One out, a man at first for Roberto Martinez. Switch hitter bats left, the pitch. Martinez swings and fouls it off the catcher. Strike one. Martinez has done a lot of his damage this season against the Mudcats. Six of his 11 doubles now, 0-1. Martinez swings and misses. Acevedo was off on the pitch, so he takes second without a play as the ball bounds to the backstop. And Acevedo has stolen base. For Acevedo, that's his fifth stolen base of the season. Hasn't been caught yet. So he's at second now with one out. 0-2 on Martinez, who swung at that pitch. 0-2. Martinez waves away, breaking ball in the dirt. Hall blocks it, tags him out. And that's the second out here in the seventh. So we're up to the nine-hole hitter and the catcher, Michael Montecone. It's 0-for-2. He's popped to third and grounded to short. Both times in the second pitch of the at-bat. Has Acevedo and second, two outs. And the pitch. Heater on the outside corner. Strike one. Montecone this season has driven in just six with the Shorebirds, the pitch. Change up, misses down low. One ball, one strike. Scrapple up, 2-0, bottom of the seventh. Montecone in his first start back with Delmarva, the 1-1. This is high and inside. Two balls. Right-hander starting to get loose out in the Mudcats bullpen. 2-1. Montecone swings and fouls it back and out of play. 2-2. Robbie trying to hold Acevedo close at second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, it's down and away. 3-2. Monte Cohn, although spending about a week with Bowie before returning to Delmarva back on Wednesday, didn't appear in a game with the Bay Sox. Second time this year Monte Cohn's actually done that. 3-2 pitch. Acevedo takes on for third. The pitch misses low. And Acevedo, a headlong dive into third without a play. Second stolen base of the inning for Acevedo. And now runners at first and third for the top of the order, Luis Valdez. Valdez singled his last time up. First hit of the day for him. Now 1-for-3. Switch hitter, bats left. Scramble up, 2-0. Bottom of the seventh, the pitch. Valdez swings and misses. Got a letter high fastball. Couldn't square it up though. Strike one. Valdez, bright orange batting gloves. 0-1 pitch. Monte Cohn's running from first, and Valdez fouls it off. 0-2, and Monte Cohn is lucky, because if Valdez doesn't foul that pitch off, Monte Cohn is getting thrown out by maybe 30 steps. And that's being generous on this season. Somehow, it's 1-for-2, stealing bases. 0-2. Valdez takes a called strike three. Breaking ball in the outside corner. Valdez throws his hands to the heavens, trying to figure out how that pitch was on the edge. Scrapple down scoreless here in the seventh. On to the eighth. It's the Scrapple 2. And the Mudcats nothing here on the Scrapple Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Rapid Scrapple and Greensboro brand Scrapple. On Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. Buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Top of the eighth. It's Carolina, and the pitch from Yaki Rivera to Eduardo Fernandez is in for a called strike. Scrapple a 2-0 lead. Run in the second and a run in the fourth, and that's been it. Just one hit in the game for the Mudcats. The 0-1. Breaking ball at the knees outside corner. And Yaki Rivera, he's not even on a roll. He is unconscious right now on the mound. He's retired 9 in a row. 0-2. Fastball way high, 1-2, as his hat falls off his head. Rivera has missed the strike zone just 6 times now on 31 pitches. A head on Fernandez, 1-2. Center fielder for the Mudcats is 0-2 tonight. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike 3. Outside corner. Fernandez absolutely despises the call. He barks at Charlie Welling on his way back to the dugout. And there's one away here in the 8th. Somehow Rivera and Montecone weren't on the same page, even though the bases were empty. They got crossed up on that pitch. But the strikeout prevails. One away. Here's Brandlin Giraba, batting seven. It's 0 for 2 tonight, two strikeouts. And the first pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. 0-1 pitch. Giraba ropes it on the ground to third. On the backhand, Ben Cosme has it, sets his feet, throws to first in time to retire Giraba. 11 up, 11 down for Yakir Rivera. Now Yadier Arenamo. Arenamo so far tonight 0 for 2. Right-handed batter, Rivera the rock and the pitch. Curveball on the outside corner for strike one, and Rivera's breaking ball has been spotless tonight. Spinning out of its mind, the 0-1. Fastball poked in the air to center. Prado a couple steps to his right, has a read on it and puts it away chest high. And Yakir Rivera, four perfect innings out of the bullpen onto the last of the eighth. It's the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Dunn, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds actions from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Thanks to MILB.com, the Shorebirds community audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com this soon. Click on the Shorebirds broadcast page to purchase your MILB.com subscription today. The broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream. Get Sam Dunn on the call and both go to the way. What are you waiting for? Go participate in Shorebirds baseball this season.
The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases After the Game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Last of the eighth, it's the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing. Technet call to the bullpen begins the frame. Brandon Jordan takes over for Jason Pena after he goes two innings. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva Technet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Pro results in a one hopper to third. Arenamo picks it on the short hop and throws across to retire Romero on the first pitch of the eighth. Jordan making his 22nd appearance of the season for the Mudcats. Ninth round pick of the Brewers last year out of South Carolina, where he was a college teammate of Daniel Lloyd. Now 24 years old, 3-1 with a 3.76 ERA. His first pitch fastball to Michael Desone misses low for ball one. Desone 0 for 3. Scrapple, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Mudcats, no runs, 1 hit, 2 errors. The pitch. Breaking ball is a called strike on the inside corner. 1-1. Jordan has started 5 games as well, but this is his 17th appearance out of the bullpen. From the wind, his 1-1. Desone takes a breaking ball at the top of the zone. 1-2. Jordan, 6'2", 190 pounds. First base out of the rubber. Kicks the leg of the pitch. And the fastball up and in. Desone has to dart out of the way. 2-2. Break-even pitch coming home, and Desone swings and misses, breaking ball down and away. Jordan strikes him out. And that's two up, two down here in the bottom of the eighth. There's nobody up out in the Scrapple bullpen, so Yaquin Rivera will try to go five innings. What would be a season high for him out of the bullpen to secure the win. Here's Isaac De Leon, the cleanup man. Jordan, the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball misses low for ball one. One oh pitch. De Leon takes a called strike on the inside corner. And as far as career highs are concerned for Rivera, he's only ever gone four innings one other time. That was the last year. 1-1. De Leon swings and misses. It's 1-2. De Leon 1-for-3 with a double back in the second. Came around to score on a pass ball and an error. Down the count here, 1-2. The wind and the pitch. De Leon takes a fastball in, a late reaction. Has to spin out of the way. And the count levels up. 2-2. Break even pitch. De Leon a chopper towards third, and the short hop can't be handled by Arenamo. It goes down the line. De Leon around first. He's trying for two. The throw is airmailed by Perez into second. Backed up by the first baseman, Giraba, and De Leon safe at second here with two away. There'll be a double for De Leon. So a runner at second and two outs for the Shorebirds, trying to provide some insurance for Yaquin Rivera, who's been perfect out of the bullpen. Frederick Pencosme, the batter, the pitch. Sharp breaking ball, outside corner, strike one. Pencosme doubled and scored back in the fourth. That was a flare down the left field line that dunked in. 0-1. Pencosme takes a fastball high. 1-1. Two outs, bottom of the eighth. Scrapple up two. And the 1-1 pitch. Pencosme takes a breaking ball just a little high. Two balls, one strike. Two, one. Fastball just off the outside corner. 3-1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. 3-1 on Pencosme. The pitch. Pencosme takes a called strike on the inside corner. 3-2. Frederick this season, driven in 21 runs in 48 games, calls time and steps out. De Leon at second after his two-out double. And now time called again. Pencosme out of the box, now comes back in. De Leon at second, two outs, the 3-2, and Pencosme takes low. Ball four. So the Scrapple with a little bit of life with two outs here in the last of the eighth. First and second, two outs, and that brings up Elio Prado. Prado with an RBI single back in the fourth. Made it 2-0. Now a chance to build on it, the pitch. Fastball, or breaking ball rather, on the outside corner. Strike one. Scrapple, two runs, six hits, one error. Mudcats, no runs, one hit, two errors. Bottom of the eighth, Scrapple hitting the 0-1. Prado swings and misses. Breaking ball caught a bit more of the plate than I think Jordan wanted. But Prado can't connect. It's 0-2. Two on, two out. No balls, two strikes on Prado. The pitch. And Prado hits in the air. Now the right field line. That slices into the picnic deck. Still 0-2. O-2 once more. And the fastball misses high. 2-1. Two on, two out. Two-run lead for the Scrapple bottom eight. The pitch. Prado tried to check his swing, but he went around on a breaking ball down and away. Jordan strikes him out and strands two on here in the eighth. On to the ninth. Scrapple 3 outs away from a victory. It's the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing here on the Scrapple Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth, it's the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing. And Yakir, first pitch breaking ball to Zach Robbie as a called strike. Rivera has seen 12 and retired 12. The 0-1, Robbie a weak roller toward short, waiting back in it, Romero. He gloves, throws to first, and Robbie retired for the first down the ninth. 13 in a row set down by Yaki Rivera. Lineup flips to the top now. Mudcats just one hit in the game. Jay Savina, a line drive single back in the second. They have just 3 base runners. They haven't had a base runner since the fourth. First pitch, though, to Hedbert Perez is blasted deep down the right field line, and it hooks foul. Strike one. Since Rivera has come on, 13 up, 13 down. Perez, the leadoff man, the 0-1. Breaking ball in the inside corner, it's 0-2. Perez 0 for 3, has flied to center, grounded to second, and tapped back to the mound. Wide open stance, Rivera the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball down and in, 1-2. Rivera has struck out 4 and hasn't allowed a base runner. Rivera, first base side, into his wind the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike 3. Monte Cone drops it, tags out Perez to complete the strikeout, and there's 2 away here in the ninth. 14 in a row retired by Yaki Rivera. An out away from a win, an out away from an absolutely pristine performance. His first pitch to Robert Moore misses just a little low for ball one. Scrapple up 2-0, top of the ninth. Rivera the wind and the pitch. And Moore takes a fastball in the dirt. Hat flies off of Rivera's head. Picks it back up, tries to reset here, behind on Moore, 2-0. Moore, the Mudcats DH, he's 0 for 3 tonight. Switch hitter bats left, the 2-0. Moore breaking ball down and in. 2-1. 2-1 pitch. Moore swings and hooks it deep but foul down the right field side, and the Mudcats down to their final strike. Yakir Rivera has seen 14 batters. He's retired 14. Going for 15, the 2-2, and Moore just gets a piece of it. Scraves it to the backstop, still alive. Scrapple up to zip, top nine. Two outs, nobody on. It's 2-2 on Robert Moore. Yakir Rivera trying to stay perfect, the pitch. And Moore hits it hard but foul down the first baseline. Still 2-2. Rivera wasting no time, already back on top of the hill. Nods yes to the sign, the 2-2 again, and Moore, a hard grounder, just foul. Inside the bag at first. Still 2-2. The entire Scrapple bullpen on their feet, trying to cheer on their bullpen mate. The 2-2, Moore swings and misses. 15 up, 15 down for Yakir Rivera. He secures a shutout 2-0 win for the Scrapple, and Rivera unconscious on the mound tonight. Your final score here from Purdue Stadium. It's the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing. Yakir Rivera 5 perfect innings. Wraps up this victory for the Shorebirds at 9 o'clock on the dot. We'll go ahead, take a break. Come back with tolls and a recap. Your final score tonight. Scrapple win for the second straight game. It's the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing. Post-game show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moments where we show how much we care. And it's so much to protect us down. Make sure life is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back to Purdue Stadium, where it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Jelinek with you. What a game that was for the Scrapple. Absolutely scintillating pitching performance between Juan de los Santos and Yaki Rivera, combining on a one-hit shutout. for Delmarva's second win in a row. Just absolutely superb from those two. As Yaki Rivera, five perfect innings out of the bullpen. Let's go ahead and break down how this one happened here tonight. The only scoring done by the Shorebirds. They first scored in the second. Isaac De Leon led it off with a double. After back-to-back flyouts, he then took third on a pass ball as the throw two-thirds from the catcher Hall was high, and that allowed De Leon to scamper home and score with the game's first run. In the fourth, Frederick Bencosme, a one-out double, was followed by an Elio Prado RBI single. That made it 2-0. That was all the scoring. And after the fourth inning ended, there were a grand total of four base runners the rest of the way. They all belonged to Delmarva. Carolina had just three base runners in the game in the second and the fourth. A single for Jay Savina, an error for Eric Brown Jr. He reached, and then Alex Hall walked. That was it. Yaki Rivera came in out of the bullpen, and in one of the more scintillating performances that I can ever remember, goes five perfect innings out of the bullpen to secure the win. Final line score here in this one for Delmarva, two runs, six hits, one error. They strand seven. Carolina, no runs on just one hit. Two errors, they strand two. Yaki Rivera gets the win. He improves to 2-1. Five perfect innings. No hits, no runs, no walks. He strikes out six, tying a season high. Alexander Vallecillo takes the loss from the Mudcats. He goes five innings, allows two runs, one earned, four hits, two walks, four strikeouts. Juan de Los Santos, for his part, went four shutout innings, allowing strikeouts. Started this one at 7:06, finished at 8:59. Time of game, 1 hour and 53 minutes. Easily the shortest game that the Shorebirds have played this season, in front of 3,674 here at Purdue Stadium on Friday night. With the win, the Scrapple improved to 36-69 on the season. They are now 17-34 at home, and they have won two games in a row. Mudcats, they fall to 54-52. Now 20-20 here in the second half. Now 21-31 on the road, and they've lost two games in a row. Let's get you some out-of-town scores here real quick. The Orioles, they're now bashing the Rays 7-2. Big top of the sixth for the O's. Austin Voth, though, has given up a couple of runs in the bottom of the sixth. Rest of Birdland. Norfolk right now being no hit by Rochester. It's Rochester 10, Norfolk nothing. That's in the top of the sixth. Bowie, 6-3 lead over Akron. Connor Norby already with a four-hit game. Aberdeen, 8-0 shutout right now over Hudson Valley as Ironbirds look to make it back-to-back wins. Those are your Birdland scores. Now the Carolina League scoreboard. Top of the fourth from Charleston, it's Lynchburg 1 and Charleston nothing. Salem and Kannapolis, Red Sox 7, Kannapolis 6. That's in the bottom of the eighth. Top of the fourth from Myrtle Beach, it's Myrtle Beach 4, Columbia 3. Augusta and Fredericksburg, Green Jackets a 5-4 lead right now over Fredericksburg. That game right now is in the bottom of the seventh. And, of course, my computer decides to go in the fritz right in the middle of all this. Down East and Fayetteville, the only score we didn't get you yet. Down East 6-5 over Fayetteville. That's in the bottom of the seventh. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Scrapple will try to make it 3 in a row. Harold Arias on the mound for the ERA. He goes to get up against Alexander Corniel, 7-7 with a 3.47 ERA this season for Corniel. 7:05 first pitch. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's ballgame. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. Your final score one more time. It's the Shorebirds 2 or the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing. Juan de Los Santos and Yaki Rivera combining for a one-hit shutout, with Rivera earning the win, going five perfect innings out of the bullpen, striking out six to end it. Final score, it's the Scrapple 2 and the Mudcats nothing. Until tomorrow, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Scrapple Baseball here on the Scrapple Baseball Network.